This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know what it is, baby.
Yeah!
Yes, sir. Episode 89 of the Random Order Podcast, man. It's your boy, man. You know what I'm talking about. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Quentin Quarantino here, man. Also known as Jermaine Richards, is what my dad calls me. It's all good. We got B-Baby Trey in the building, man.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
You know what it is, man. Sheldon Sebastian in the building. You know what I'm saying, man. And I'm looking at you, man. I'm letting you know your sock game ain't right. Go and get your socks right, man. We got 4YE. That's it. We got socks.
Got socks.
I took my normal socks off, nigga. I'm waiting on my fucking socks to come in. My 4YE socks. Y'all go on and get busy. 4YE.ca, man. You know what time it is, man. It's been a great episode. We covered many topics. Aliens, the government, Bob Lazar, automated grocery checkout systems, doing technology stuff for your parents, and saying clever-ass, slick-ass comebacks to your kids.
Yeah.
That'll make them hate you. Before we get into this, smash that like button. Smash that.
You gotta do it.
Go press it
right now. We're waiting.
You know what it is, man. Make sure you subscribe and hit that damn bell. Nigga, I sound like such a YouTuber. Enjoy the episode.
Yo, subscribe on Apple Podcasts too, man. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Oh yeah, all that shit.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, baby.
We got to open our eyes.
Them aliens are coming. Bro, we got no choice.
Why is it that when they say, yo, UFOs is for real? Now all this UFOs, man.
That's an amazing point.
Yo, now all these videos is coming out? I feel like they're just saying, yo, honestly, this is my theory. So if the world ends and Random Order Podcast calls the fucking end of the world, I said it first. Hear me out. Because you know that'd be happening. Hear me out. The government knew about aliens all along. That's a fact. That's not even trace shit. That's a fact.
Right. Okay.
They finally say, yo, boom, these niggas exist for one reason only. Because they are coming and they can't contain them. That's why all these niggas probably is popping out now.
Made a bad deal with them. Yo, they're negotiating like, yo, don't fuck up our shit, nigga. We fucking hold this down. Y'all could hold down some fucking, we'll give y'all niggas chicken and shit.
The deal went south and like, yo, turned around to the class. Okay, guys. Something very bad.
If something strange happens, these guys exist. That's all I can say.
You know, someone says some deep shit and they come to you saying, guys, there are some really terrible people in this world. You gotta be careful for them.
So, you know, humans? There's like another version. They have big slimy heads.
They know where we are.
They're very powerful.
Dog, it's like
that's how I go out and
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A fucking alien got him.
Yeah.
Alien what? Alien,
if you have to say like, yo, my man, like, you know what I'm saying, you got by an alien.
Oh, okay.
That's so fucking, that's kind of
it's kind of going out, like, you know,
put that on the tombstone.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Alien fuck. God,
you know those like, you know those like military funerals with like mad niggas and they bust. That's how your funeral goes if you fucking go out by alien. You know what I'm saying? If an alien get you,
that's how you go. If an alien do you, you're not even, nobody's getting a funeral. We're all gone. You know.
Now what
if you do one person?
If it's personal.
Yeah, yeah, like, I thought that's what he said.
No, I'm saying like, yo, they coming. Like it's about to be an invasion.
Oh yeah, then.
Oh, then everybody's pretty.
Feel like. Yo, the government had a magnetic field around the globe, and then they broke through it, and they're just like, yo, them niggas gonna figure it out. By 2023, I'm gonna tell you that. And these niggas up there figuring it out.
Listen, so now we done seen some shit.
We seen some crazy shit.
I've been in the business 40 years, never seen nothing like that in my life.
Yo,
maybe aliens.
Oh, what's that guy's name, man? Dog, he was talking about, he was trying to tell us about the UFOs.
Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar. Y'all remember Lazar?
Yes, sir. Shout my man B-Liz.
Niggas came out. We're gonna get a video soon of the motherfucking alien niggas with all them patches. The captain of the aliens of the space galaxy. Do we have one of those? Hold on.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You know, like a commander of like space, nigga. Like
oh hell yeah.
There has to be a nigga like overlooking space type shit.
Yeah, it's probably HNIC up there.
That's not a pilot. What are they called?
Space feds.
Okay, we'll call him the space fed, but he has to be the big space fed,
right?
You know.
Yeah,
that's the guy that's gonna deliver the message and say, "Yo, listen, hello world. You guys remember Bob Lazar?
He's gonna come on the jumbotron, like all the billboards around the world,
any screen that exists, nigga.
Yeah, he's on it. The space fed is on it, telling us about Bob Lazar was right. Y'all niggas probably got give or take 2 hours. These niggas broke the shit. They on their way. All right, I'm out, bro. I'm telling you, that's my theory."
Imagine being a guy that really saw all the shit and like everyone thinks you're fucking crazy.
Bro, that niggas. I would laugh.
No matter what you say, you just look crazy.
You look crazy. You're even more crazy.
Bro, I'm telling I seen the alien, nigga.
I feel like that's how the nigga that seen Bigfoot feels like.
I'll just say fuck it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yo, the thing is though. Tripping balls. Isn't it crazy that you could see like you could see one thing and have a million people say, "Nah, you're crazy. Nah, you're wild. Nah, you're this." And to make you say, "Wait, hold on. Did I see that?
Am I crazy?"
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's crazy. I believe Bigfoot off rip. Yeah. You tell off me, rip. See, yeah. If you're describing anything like that, mm-hmm. You got me, nigga. Where you at?
For real, nigga.
Like, I'm in there. I'm waiting till the crowd goes, "Yeah, this nigga stupid. This nigga wild as fuck." Ten feet. Bro, Mr. Lazar said he'd been seeing these niggas throw shit across the room. Said they're they heal
alien spaceships.
Damn, that's how I didn't even see the doc that
you needed to see. Oh, and that's on the flicks.
Trust me.
Yeah, I think I started it though. Actually, I'm talking shit. I started it.
All I know is I'm ready for if they come down. I know how to whip one of them hoes. Kind of explain it. They fly in zigzag ways, so you know what I mean.
Bro, in 10 seconds, I'm like, believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way he explained, even if it's just shit is fake, nigga, that is a very good fucking story.
I watched that documentary all the way through. Yo, you can't tell. Yeah, for every I forgot there's still like a group of people who don't believe him still. But I mean, hold on.
All right, nigga.
Didn't they just say UFOs are real?
I'm pretty sure they like.
Yeah.
So then,
so what's Area 51 if aliens are not real? You know.
Yeah, the discussion's done. Everyone that didn't believe Mr. Lazar, isn't he right now?
The country basically came out and motherfucking said, yeah.
I just took that in.
Oh, for real? Like, they did? They confirmed the shit?
Yeah. They dropped the article.
I'll say a word.
That's why I'm saying. The government said, yeah. Yo, I want to tell y'all something. UFOs are bad deal. Real.
We said some crazy shit to these guys, and they're pissed.
They're upset.
So this is what they look like, nigga. It's a fucking dot. This is what the car looks like.
Okay, so there's
but the thing is, you never fucking see. Like, show me HD UFO video.
Yeah, it's always some shit.
It's always a fucking dot or fucking.
But yo, they upset.
They be moving though.
They beam. You know how small an airplane looks in the air.
But now we could catch it, bro. We got like super slow mo cameras. We got like super zoom cameras. Time travel. Bro, we have it, bro. We have it, bro. I know we have it.
Yo, I'm telling you, America is just, we're not those guys. Compared to aliens,
you're not that guy.
If we're compared to aliens, we're just not those guys.
All right, fair enough.
Bro, I don't know.
I believe you. I believe
you. The shit that they have is impressive enough. Cause even when Mr. Lazar was saying like how they caught, I respect them now. Like, I respect, bro. Yo, they just dropped
that
it.
Nigga, Chief Lazar, my dad,
Commander Lazar, told us how hard it was for this top notch government camera quality shit to capture these little things. Mm-hmm. And the video that they got, like, it's very impressive. I'm like, yo, okay, that's the UFO. I've been seeing this shit from 2007. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I got caught with some edits. I'm going to put that out there. got me on some good edits. But I seen some shit. I'm like, all right, I could not explain that.
Yeah. They help. Hey, bro. You know what I'm saying? All I know is I'm going to say. I'm gonna be out of here by the time they really touch down.
You don't know that.
I don't know.
I feel that though.
It could be in 3, 2, 1.
Literally.
Could have been then.
Yo, he could just pop
one laser.
Yo, right to the dome.
Bro, the world disintegrated.
Have y'all seen Invincible?
No.
Holy shit. You gotta watch it. It's on Prime.
Let me see the cover.
Invisible or Invincible?
Invincible.
I'm gonna watch that one too.
Invincible.
Invinci. And
just fucking give him something to work with.
Yeah, I don't think I spelled that right.
No, because I'm thinking everything, anything Vin, I think Vin Diesel. So I'm spelling like Vin Diesel. I've never seen this shit, but nah.
Show my man Vin Diesel.
Smoke weed every day.
But why not? But yeah, Invincible, like, they got aliens in that shit, and them niggas be like literally popping out of thin air. Like, they literally like open a portal and just go like wherever they need to go.
I'm telling you.
And it's like, it's crazy. You guys should watch that fucking show though. It's hard. It's like an adult cartoon. It's not like kiddie and shit. It's like blood and gore and shit.
As long as it's blood.
I'm checking it out. You got blood.
Yeah.
Check that shit out.
Man.
First off, welcome to the Eagles. We flew in here, man.
Yeah.
You know what it is. We see you in the comments with your eagle emojis and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Getting busy.
We just had a meeting, and I got to make it said and make it known that the Eagles' presence was known. We just had a good meeting saying, there's always someone in the comments saying the Eagles have landed, and we know they're here. I respect it, yeah.
Shout out to
you guys for making your presence like known, man. Yeah, welcome. This is the Random Order Podcast where we believe in aliens. No, for real.
How would you not, nigga? How could you be so boring?
How could you be so dull? You're
so boring, nigga. It doesn't exist. Boring.
That's one way to look at it.
Believe it, nigga. Why not?
Bro, if you can give me, I can't show.
They're like, oh, you have no proof. I'm like, you have no proof. They don't exist, nigga. So.
Yeah.
If anything, we have more proof.
So we should just go this way.
You met Lazar.
I got
before?
Vids, nigga.
Bro, we got vids. We got vids. The thing is, that scared me. I'm like, all right. That alone, if you're saying, okay, you know when you see a tinted whip. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm going with this. You know when you see a tinted whip and your heart's beating because you're like, who the fuck's in that tinted whip?
Yes.
They just said we got flying tinted whips. We don't know how these motherfuckers operate, but who is operating that bitch? You know what I'm saying?
But you're about to pull up on me, nigga. I'm not sure. I don't know where to look. I'm feeling awkward.
You don't know if you should run. You don't know if you should approach it. Like, you know, you just know, like,
is that offensive?
Who the fuck would hop out that whip? That's all I'm saying. We just trying to get the world ready for who's going to hop out the whip. Because you never know. Hop out the hoopty, you know what I'm saying?
On me.
Facts,
man. Shane, what you been on, man?
Man, been on a lot of the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Staying out the way. I did have some crazy wings the other day, though.
There you go.
Crazy wings from this new. I'm not even gonna blast the spot.
You gotta have time with that. King. Let me use this,
have
man.
Have your fun, King.
Fuck that in.
Have your fun, King.
Yes, sir, man.
I need to try
everything
on the menu before I send y'all niggas here.
Exactly.
Yo, man. And the send thing me is, pics.
Let me experiment.
Apparently, yeah, I got you. I'm going to send you pics. And apparently, like, everything, they don't just sell wings, but apparently everything is good. So they got, like, pizzas.
And have your fun.
Sandwiches. And I'm about to go crazy. But the fries that they got there, bro.
The fries.
When the fries are special, it's also special.
I honestly, bro, the best fries I've ever had, bro.
No smoke bullshit. Weed every day.
Yeah.
A giant thunderbolt, nigga.
Yeah. Maybe the fucking UFOs, yo. Or this may be the last
laser
fucking
beam shot from space.
Oh my God. If I got beamed. Okay, hold on. First off, fries, if you are delicious at an establishment, I already love your establishment.
Are they cash only?
No.
No, they're not. I would respect it a little more, but you know, like, you know, I can accept someone that's trying to keep up with the times for real.
Yeah, nah, for
smoke
real.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I keep pressing the wrong button. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're not, they're dirt, bro. Like, it's like seasons and just the flavors are just busting on these fries.
All right, we're a little nervous for over sure. here.
No, yo, it's thunder, yeah, nigga. Yo,
is it raining?
A rumble.
So what? It's like raining. Yeah. Is it raining?
Hmm.
Is it raining?
We're losing connection. We're fucked. Yeah, we're fucked. Yo, the laptop just glitched. We're losing connection. Lightning, thunder. Fuck. This episode may not even drop. If you guys are watching this, you pick up his camcorder in a fucking wreck. This was a podcast in the world 2020. Someone just picks up. Holy shit, these guys are hilarious. You saw that shit? Yeah, we're done for.
Yo, it'll be storming out here, Chief.
Yes, sir.
It'll be storming.
Sheldon.
Yo.
Tell me something.
What?
As a kid, did you like the rain and like when it thundered?
Did I like it?
Yeah, did you like when it was happening?
I felt pretty indifferent about it.
What about you? I can't remember.
Nah, I think it was till I was older. Like before it rained, it was like, fuck, gloomy day, sad and shit, fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
Well, here, if it's tropical, it's a little tropical here, so it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Toronto, I was like, ew, dirty fucking.
Nasty. It's been raining a lot over there.
So what?
Yeah.
I said, it's been raining a lot over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some, you know what I'm saying? It's going down.
I love the rain, man. It's so relaxing. I feel like every time it rain, especially in the summer, when it's raining in the summer and you can like open your window and it's just like it
smells like rain.
Oh man, you know the
fucking
shit.
Rain smell, bro. I could get some sleep during some rain, my nigga. Like
there it is, nigga.
Rain with the rain scent and the sound cool rain breeze.
So indifferent no more, nigga.
Yeah.
I fuck with the rain. Bro.
Yeah,
trust me. My joints be relaxing when that rain is hitting.
Oh my God. Man.
You got the rain MP3 on Q?
I don't. But I might have to.
Gold status. That's when you know your life changes.
Noise cancellation headphones with the rain and the small rumbles of thunder.
Trust me. Once out in like a while, they drop in a loon. Every fucking 35 minutes, yo. Just one loon.
Yo, I got into nature sounds. You feel me?
Yeah.
Got into nature sounds, rain, waterfalls, sometimes just outside ambiance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I forgot where I got into that shit. I think it was just fucking, it started with YouTube because we started playing like a lot of shit just in the background.
Yeah.
So I started doing my exploring on iTunes. I fucking around, put the bitch on shuffle when I went to sleep. Like, I woke up to some fucking scary shit.
Y'all knew this.
Yeah, I got woke up to some scary fucking noises I ended up having dreams about. So just watch the forest episode still.
Yeah, mind that. Mind yourself.
Animals be turning up.
What you guys been saying though?
Shit, man, you know what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Living that life.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking today, like just like listening to some music and shit. I was listening to some old G Unit, to be honest.
Course.
And like I'm gonna 1000% be that dad that like if I catch my kids listening to some shit, what you know about that? Mm-hmm. I'm 100% be
bro,
that
it's
dad,
a real
bro.
Question, nigga. Wait,
yeah.
How the fuck do you know about this shit?
But like
this shit is exclusive, nigga. How like how did you get this, nigga?
Yeah.
Like step by step.
Sometimes I want like an honest answer, but like people think I'm joking. I mean, yo, how the fuck how do you know this song?
Yeah.
Like, yo, how do you know this song? I love an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So shit. Y'all like when my people friend. Put y'all on the music?
Do you like it?
I don't know if I like it.
You know, I don't really like it still.
I don't know if I like it. Like, it's like, it's like, you know,
nigga, I'll check it out, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah, because then niggas be trying to have ownership over the song and shit. Like, I can't show it to anybody else. Yeah, I can't listen to it.
They'll hold that against you for the rest of your life.
You know what I mean? Like, if I get into other music in the catalog, it's like, I have to fucking dap you up every time, like fuck off, man.
I feel like someone just has their hand on my shoulder, and it's just like, you know,
like that shit.
Yeah, like, you heard that remix, nigga? I'm like, it's
been 30 years. I like the artist. Please. I'm not really into it. I like putting niggas on music though.
Yeah.
For you sure, hold it against them? Like,
You
hold it against them? Two yes or no?
I don't hold it. I'd be happy when they're listening to it, but like I don't hold it against them. I don't be like,
Yeah, you like that shit, huh? Nah.
But low key.
You need a saxophone?
You gotta tell a nigga, like, explain the song so much to show him, like, yo, nah, I heard it more times than you. Like, you didn't hear the saxophone go off at 3:45. Yeah, that's your bar. Yo, see, that's the thing. Uncle Tovis did that for me. He put me on to listening to music.
What you mean by that?
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I thought I was, like, doing my shit right. We always enjoyed music. Every time, like, Jay and I would go over, he had, like, big-ass movie collection, big-ass CD collection. He just loved his music. Oh, my God. The times I had to help this guy load his iPod.
Oh, never. Ripping every CD?
Yo.
Parents, yo, just buy. No. You ever get one of those jobs? Like, from your... Whether it's a parent or just someone older in the family, like
someone with tech,
just
with technology,
a major job. I'm like, do you know how long? Yeah, it's possible. Mm-hmm. Do you know how long this is gonna take? What you want to do, bro? And they be wanting to do it, like, yo,
yeah.
So no, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you can do it. Like, okay. All right, I'm gonna see about it. They're gonna ask me in 5 minutes.
Is it possible? That's all they ask. Is it possible? I don't. Okay. I'm not saying it's not, but bro, so he has a huge CD collection. I wasn't even going there with this story, but you just remind me that. That's triggering, actually. He basically wanted me to rip all his CDs and put them on his iPod Classic. This man had the 120 gigabyte?
Bro,
the most
that man had room. Like,
they could all fit. That was a problem. They could all fit.
Yo. But I was just trying to tell him, like, yo, I can download all these, rip them. But he was like, no, like, yo, like, these are CD quality. Like, it has
nigga,
to be that.
Wire, nigga, check me out.
You may have a couple. You may talk to
Hold on. Let's rewind. So he wanted you to take every CD, put it in your computer, import it into,
album art,
and then
just so you guys know, just so you guys know what it is, bro. It wasn't, it wasn't a just download Spotify thing.
No, bro, he wanted me to rip it.
Best settings, nigga. W fucking MV.
Oh,
what's the thing?
Oh my god, I think it was M4. Was it MP4?
What's the high? It's WAV. What am I saying?
Wav.
WAV.
A nigga wanted us to convert everything, and I'm like, yo, uncle.
It's the middle of summer.
And it's the same one.
You know the song, man.
And then, yo, he had that. Because we did it. We did it.
Of course. Duh.
No, it's not. No. He has on his iPod right now.
Yo, it's still there. But I think I can't remember if I went home or something, but I just remember him calling me back because his Bob Marley... Which one was it on there again? Was it Rastaman Vibration?
Rastaman Vibration.
Big fucking track.
Yo, he said he was not on there.
You need that one. I get that, though. I understand that. I totally understand that.
I'm at school right now. I'll see if my daddy can bring me to your house.
I'm outside. Bro. But I say all that to say he's the one that showed me, like, yo, you're listening to music wrong. There's certain speakers that will show you things that are in the song. That have always been there, but you're not able to hear off your headphones.
Speakers is not as good.
Speakers.
You want to tell you in the studio?
Let me tell you what else could do that. Ganja. Trust me when I say that. Talk. I remember I was fry-eyed one time. I could literally pick the sound that I wanted to hear. Nicely, everything else. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you know what I'm saying? They're my speakers.
Well, this is 2007.
true say. Good point.
I was 13. Matter of fact, look outside. It's summertime. All winter, been working out, getting the body right. It's time to show it off. But listen, fellas, I'm going to holla at you real quick.
Holla.
We're not doing the carpet on the back.
We're not doing it.
We're not doing that. We're not having the hair come up from your ass. Out of the trunks. I'm not looking, but I'm seeing. I don't
want to
see it.
We don't want to.
Get right. Manscaped came through to save the summer with that lawnmower 4.0.
I writing in the email, I said 4.0.
Let's go to 3. Question mark, 4.0.
All the horror stories of me shaving my balls.
Oh my
And I'm bleeding there and I'm scared.
Manscaped came through and changed my life.
I wish
at the confidence, bro, at which I live.
Look at how he's moving.
I do what I want.
I try to stop it. Don't do that.
I do what I want.
Don't hit that button no more.
My balls are bald.
Come on, don't hit that button no more. He's just doing what he wants because he fits. Stop. Yo, look at that. Look how you could be.
This me. Join the hot boy summer wave. Head over to manscaped.com and use the code random order for 20% off your order. It's 20% off you getting right, resetting your body hair wise.
And free shipping. Who doesn't like free shipping? And if you're into bundles, you can bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
You get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
Yo, you also get the weed whacker for the nose and the head ears.
You get the crop deodorant ball preserver.
Yo, how you not want to preserve your balls, man? I'm looking at you really weird right now. I'm not gonna lie.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is the golden ball trimmers. We talking ceramic blades to avoid all types of accidents.
We're talking skin safe technology,
a 7,000 RPM motor.
And you know we on the go, so we got the travel lock. Yo, ever since Manscaped, I've been shaving my balls anyway.
I'm talking coast to coast ball trimming.
Hey, and if you a man that's really precise, you got the option to turn on the LEDs, and you know what that's for.
Did I mention this trimmer's waterproof?
If you're trying to advance the trimming experience, you need to experience the weed whacker. I wait around, I pace this house, waiting for my nose hairs to grow so I can whack it again.
I'm like the mafia trimming my nose.
Get fucking whacked, dude. See a hair come up? Whack it.
The weed whacker's waterproof too. I'm shaving my nose in the shower. What I got to lose? Hair? Exactly.
100.
360 degree rotary dual blade system. We're talking real power here, bro. 9,000 RPMs for your pussies out there. I don't know how I started talking like this, but we're going with it. The skin safe technology prevents you from nicks, blood, and horror, especially in the delicate holes, your nose and your ears, and whatever else floats your boat. You're all groomed up, you're ready to go. Seal the deal with the Manscaped liquid formulation. The crop preserver ball deodorant keeps you on your game all day long. And just as a little gift, you know Manscaped had to come through with their own the Manscaped boxer briefs, as well as the Manscaped travel bag. Because you know we're men, we have things, we gotta travel. I'm going to Kansas.
So once again, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code RANDOMORDER. We want to help you get trimmed up, get cleaned up. You better be out there living right.
You're at home, you're shaving your balls, you cut it. Should have had a lot more 4.0. Ow.
Man, what's that shit? The 4D? 4D audio? Y'all ever played that shit?
No, not yet.
4D?
I think there's an 8D. I think it's 8D.
Why?
Y'all never heard 8D?
Never hear about that one. You're still talking about it.
Never catch that one still.
You do whatever song you like and just put 8D behind it and you'll see what I'm talking about.
No, sir, it's dead.
Move on, forward. Yo, I was at the movies the other night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I ain't supposed to be there.
I mean, I haven't been to movies. I'm just I'm jealous. I'm envious.
Oh yeah, nah. I went. This is the second movie I've seen.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Actually, so I went there twice. Anyways, there's this girl there. She's just making hella noise, right? Hella noise. Movie's over. She's laughing, and we're watching Quiet Place. So like the movie's, thank you. Yeah, it's fucking quiet for the most part, right? Yeah. So then, we're leaving now, and Julian had to use a washroom, so I'm outside and just kind of waiting. And this mother pulls up. The girls that are making a lot of noise are to my left. The mother pulls up. Her daughter has to go into the restroom, so she's on my right now.
Dirty bitches.
Filthy whores. All right, so
I love them.
So the mom's on my right. The mom. Fuck it, man. I'm fucking up. I'm Marge. I thought I'm actually Marge Simpson. I played that character. So the mom's on my right. The fucking girls that are making a whole mess is on my left, right?
Yeah.
And then the mom just comes out and she just says, "You left your garbage in there." And then I'm just like, fuck. Like, these girls are about to catch it and I'm right in the middle. She's just like, yeah, you too. You left your garbage in there all over the floors. And I'm just like, fuck. Like,
oh,
I'm
spanking
you. Yeah. Like, dude, I'm on the wall, though. I can't go anywhere. So then the girls just like start acting stupid. I think they're high and shit. They're like, "No, that wasn't me." And she's like, "Oh yeah, it's the both of ya." I think she was Italian. She was like, "The both of ya."
Both of
ya.
The both of ya.
The both of ya.
They're
getting like scared and shit. And she's like laughing or whatever. And she's like, "And you were chatting through the whole movie. No consideration. Not at all." And I'm just fucking there and just fucking hands just in my face. I'm just like, "Yo, fuck, you're like catching it." I'm literally, I have nowhere to look. I'm just doing the swipe on my phone, just back and forth between the screen. I'm just like, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Compass, that's wild. Yeah. That's 32 degrees.
Bro, I'm not even trying to fucking look up at all.
Like, ask this guy, he knows. Tell him.
You were sitting right there. The thing is, I was right there. Like, it was literally us two. That's why we're so close. But yeah. This girl's that fucking blaze. The girls ran away, and I had to hold back a laugh. And then I let it out. I'm just like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Wow.
You let them have it.
Bro, I don't like getting lit up like that. You count the times on your hands. You count the time on your hands. How many times you got fucked besides your parents?
Oh,
someone just lit you up for like way too long. Okay, fuck.
Yeah. Do you remember? In the public time, too, like, bro.
Yo,
you have to be doing some real shit to get put on blast like in public by a stranger, kid. Like,
yeah, nah, for sure.
Yo,
100%.
There's this one time I seen the brake lights. That's all I'm gonna say. I seen the brake lights. And I knew. I'm like, it's over for me. Yo, this is where I forgot it too far. Literally a fucking cartoon go, bro, shut.
Right, it literally hurt. What was the deal where you were in the road, you're standing in the road, and then someone drives by, and she's like, get off the road. And you're like, fuck you.
No, I called her a bitch. I said,
what was she mad at first?
Yo, she was speeding or some shit, but we're in the road. So I'm just like, slow down, bitch.
Slow down, bitch.
Bitch, we
saw the bottom of the car
from
behind.
I saw her exhaust pipes. Her whole fucking exhaust pipes were all tires were on the ground.
White lights come on. What the fuck did you just say?
Not a word.
The only reason why I didn't say a word is because she stopped right on the money. Like, we were eye to eye. I'm like, yo, how the fuck did you know to stop right there?
Yeah.
Pitch black.
Damn. The fuck did you just say?
I said, don't drive so fast.
What do you mean?
What'd you hear? How much did you hear?
Yo, I honestly
think I pissed my pants. I think a little fucking
pissed my pants. I didn't even do it, motherfucker.
Yo, if anyone was gonna do it to me, trust me, it was this girl.
Yeah,
like,
that would have been the moment.
Her.
Yeah.
Her husband was in the front seat and he was looking like fuck. Like, you I fucked up. Bro. I'm just like, yo, he didn't even look me in my eye. I'm like, yo, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
what, you're gonna fight a kid, nigga? What?
And the kid was speaking facts,
bro. If I'm driving by and a kid call me a bitch, I'm eating that shit.
I'm eating that.
Well.
No, I've been on a couple of school buses. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. I'm like, all right, you got me.
Yeah, school. Yeah. Like, okay, how old are you?
I was a good age, man.
Yeah, we had cars.
We were driving.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not eating that.
The chin strap was in effect.
Yeah.
Bro, and she did it when we were chilling in front of some peoples, man. Like,
yeah, we was hanging with the ladies too, just vibing.
Ladies night on a Friday night, vibing, feeling good.
Just slow down, bitch.
Anyways, man, what's your ox?
Hold me down.
Man, this is when I just started swearing. Like, my dad kind of knows I swear. So I'm like, yo, I'm out here. Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Slow down, bitch.
That's a bitch.
My little say, yo, slow the fuck down, bitch.
Anyway, man, now that that's out the way, we see you ladies slide through.
Oh, fuck. The fuck did you say? I was in shambles, man.
Damn. But yeah.
I'll also never be that adult to just, like, ask other adults for shit.
What you mean by that?
We're in Costco, and Julian's mom just asked him, where'd you get those strawberries?
Oh,
like, yeah. She wasn't even holding. We're not in the strawberry cart, like nothing like that. Like, strawberries are buried under. Hey, where did you get those strawberries
from? Oh shit!
I'm not doing this.
I barely ask people that work there, much less.
I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, at all.
I'll be out there, and my girls just ask him. Let me try something.
Let me see what I can do. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So I don't know your vibes, man. Bro. More times if there's a self checkout, I'm sliding through there.
I do. Depends on how fucking how fast I need to get to where I'm going. After this. But usually I try to hold it down for the humans. You know what I'm saying?
They working though.
But it could be more, but there's not because you don't need the cash. You know what I'm saying?
I'm self-checkout till I check out. You heard?
Till I check out? No way!
Oh, God.
Self-checkout before I check out.
Until I, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Part of the reason I don't like asking niggas to help me out in the store and shit is, like, sometimes you get, like, if it's perfect, they just, done. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get, like, a little bad attitude, like, oh, fuck, that threw off my day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then other people, they're just doing too much, and they're bringing me there, and they're fucking talking, and they're explaining things that I already know, and I'm saying okay 100 times. Yeah. And he's offering me shit I don't need, and then that's when I'm saying, okay, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
Yeah, that's a fact.
When you work at a grocery store, do you gotta, like, it'd be crazy. Like, I went, I forget where I was, one of these grocery stores, and I was like, where is something? And she was just like, aisle 7, and it's just like, it's a lot of motherfucking aisles in this bitch. How did you know?
I be knowing my aisles. Okay.
You be knowing?
I be knowing, like, the Loblaws downtown, like, I be like, oh, yo, that's aisle 13. Like, you just go there so much, I'm like, oh, the beans
okay.
That's aisle 13 for sure.
Okay, I'm going to say, there's so much shit in here. Like, do you have to, like, is there, like, a book they got to study or something? Because it's, like, it's impressive. Like, she didn't even hesitate. She just knew, like, and it was aisle was deep, too. Like, we weren't even by it.
Yeah, the big ones are crazy still.
I don't know. Yeah, nigga. Even if you tell me... Tell me the island where it is, nigga. Go in there, I'll forget. I'm just not.
You know,
like,
yeah, bro.
I'll just keep it real, nigga.
Speaking of aisles, man, IKEA be having them confusing aisles.
Yes, sir.
I don't like finding my furniture in aisle 17, bin D.
Plus
bin 17.
Yeah. It's such a warehouse vibe. Like, why am I in a warehouse?
Yeah. They think they're slick.
You're doing all the work. Like, bro, why is everything. Why are you always sweating with IKEA?
Not facts.
IKEA, you think fucking sweat if you buy something.
Facts.
Like, IKEA changed the game. Like, you know, you'd go to Rona or Home Depot in your overalls and shit because you're like fucking, Rona. You know what I'm saying? You're working on a deck or something like that. You need some more wood. IKEA, like, I see niggas in full gym fits. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's about to fucking build. He about to, you know, you got to be loose. You got to put that in the whip. You got to be, yo, you don't go fresh to IKEA because it's not going to end well. And your crack's gonna be out, one of the two or both. Mm-hmm.
You've been warned.
Ow. Trust me.
Yeah.
Damn, well, I was about to say something when we were talking about. How do we start talking about the groceries?
Fucking
self checkout.
Check out before that. Buy the grocery store. Fucking.
I don't know. It's all right.
Okay. I don't even know, but yeah.
I think it was something that showed. Like, I don't know.
They'll be watching dark documentaries and shit.
Like, would you have dark?
Dark documentaries?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we have this sniper shit right now.
Yeah, it's kind of. I've been feeling torn sometimes when I'm watching some dark shit, like some murder shit.
Mm-hmm.
Actual people died and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, I need some entertainment. I'm bored, nigga. Like, I'm just entertainment, bro. Nigga. I'm like, oh, fuck.
My nigga, I used to listen
people
to
are dying. Podcast. I'm like, this shit is good, nigga. Fuck. This
yo, it's yo,
this is real, though. No.
This is real. These are real people. It's not a movie. It's not like fake characters.
I feel
like,
guilty for finding entertainment in it.
Yeah. Especially damn. People who, like, they've been shot or whatever, or they've been in some type of accident, and now they're like disformed from it, and they're like doing like the interview and shit.
Nigga, I'm sitting there eating seasoned popcorn.
I'm
like, oh, fuck.
I'm saying, oh shit, the fuck, that's crazy.
But how much pain are you in?
We're fucking mad because our popcorn's not fresh. This motherfucker, give it a whole bag. Nah, but if anything happened to me like that, like on some crazy shit, God forbid, and they had to get like.
I'm doing the documentary.
Not even that. Just get my reenactments right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, yeah,
I'm choosing the fucking guy.
Yeah.
So I was there with my six pack. Shirt was off. Middle of the winter.
But my chest is out, all right? So then, and I had on shorts.
But this dog was like more like a lion, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a fucking lion. Something there fighting the dog.
And I'm taking hits too, like, but I'm really delivering more than I'm taking. You heard? The Netflix guy's just okay. All right. Where are we going with this? Then my Lambo yours pull up. That's what I was supposed to get away. But then he just got at me.
So that's what happened to my own.
And then it zooms out. His arm's gone.
Netflix.
Yeah,
I'll be watching some dark shit.
Yeah, be watching some dark shit.
Nah, for sure.
And I always know, but do you feel it when you're like, when you watch some dark shit, you feel heavy and shit?
Sometimes. Especially like, it depends. Like, even, like, I don't know if y'all watched the When They See Us. When They See Us on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
That had me heavy. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
That had me.
That ruined my shit.
Heavy. Yeah, certain things I got to be in the mood for. And yo, where's respect for people these days?
What you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
That's the question of the day. Yeah. Put it up.
put up.
I think I know what you mean, but you know, break it down. Break it down for the people.
Bro, sometimes you gotta nowadays it's very important to take your things in doses. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
Your music, your movies, your music videos, like whatever content you're doing, like, yo, I watch my shit on my own time. You know what I'm saying? When niggas just, yo, you watch this, yeah, I gotta be mentally prepared for that right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially with albums. Some people just be forcing it on them. Like, nigga, what's it to?
Yeah. Yo, you want to talk to me? Also, let me pose the question. What does it do for you if I've heard the album? Like, bro, like,
I can't see sometimes.
No, man.
We can talk about it. That's it.
Okay, fair enough. But music is so subjective, bro. Yeah. Like, it's either we both like it or we both don't like it. Or if one person likes it and we don't like it, there's no way you're going to convince me or vice versa. Because music, that's just how it is. Music is just like, it hits everybody differently. You feel me? So. To me, it's like, it only really makes sense if we both fuck with it. Then it's like, okay, yeah. Then
like, I know you're going to like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
some people just be waiting. Like, niggas, like, it just really matters. You ain't listen to a new Vince Staples.
This is
crazy.
This is crazy.
Take a look at this nigga.
Didn't listen to Vince Staples' new shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at this nigga.
Especially when fucking J. Cole dropped. You ain't listening to that Cole.
That was pandemonium still.
This nigga.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Certain thing. I even asked his cat. I'm like, yo, you listen to the Migos? Yeah. He said, I was waiting to go to the gym. I went to the gym. I listened to the Migo album. Mm-hmm. That's your time to listen to it. I just be asking. That's it.
Just like this podcast. You know, so many people, like, they message, they comment, like, you know, about to start work. About to do this, you know, you have your times for things, you know, you have your times, moods, you have your vibes.
I respect that,
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You get certain notifications in your head automatically, the plan pops up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for dinner.
Yep.
Yo, for real. Oh, I'm fucking my pizza to that. Or I'm eating ordering pizza.
It's not that good after.
Oh man.
Got my setup. This is boring. Fucking fuck this video, nigga.
And
I don't got my shit right. I'm not like, I'm sitting there, my food's getting colder. Clicking through. I just watched this again, nigga.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Watch a fucking tutorial or some shit.
I hate when, like,
yeah, just I'm just too hungry and I know my food's getting cold and like, yeah, it just bothers me because then it puts more pressure to put something on than I end up putting on like something I said I'd put on 20 minutes ago. And it's all fucked up.
Yeah. Butt shaking, nigga. Fuck it.
Disco Inferno. Like,
no more. But yeah, I'm making that fucking documentary, nigga. Anything happen to me, nigga, I'm doing the fucking doc. Yeah. 9 times, nigga.
Yeah.
And you're gonna know I'm lying because I'm putting paprika on it because
yeah,
the stories are all gonna be different every time you see me on a different documentary.
Bro, every time I'm on a different talk show and shit, fucking Oprah. So you said 2 lines were chasing you. About 4 of them, but we just brought it down for production value. We couldn't get too many tigers in there. Y'all wanna know what happened? Y'all don't know the real one. 4 lions. Just me. Forgot the switchblade in the car. I had a V-neck on. Chisel. This one I was working out with Ty. Me and Reese was working out. So I'm built.
Then what happened?
Oh, man.
I was going to say something 14 minutes ago. I know those ones. Fuck. I was just about to say something.
Latina mommy's be on the phone.
Yo, word.
Yo, Latinas. Fucking, what's the abuelos?
No,
and abuelas? Maybe on the phone, nigga.
Maybe bro. Talking.
You don't see that. I mean, you don't really see that in Canada like that.
Oh man.
So be anywhere in the. Oh yeah, they be on the phone too. Yo, they be on the phone. Something about abuelos. Bro,
going
7:30 a.m.
Hey, bro.
Going like fucking very loud.
Mm-hmm. Volume all the way up.
All the way up.
All the way up.
Going, bro, what are you guys talking about? Talking every bro, fucking morning.
Nothing.
And why can't you whisper?
It's always so dramatic. Like, I'm like,
it's always, bro.
No, really?
Bro, I'm so surprised. So surprised all the time. So those conversations consist of no.
No.
Really?
Couple putas.
Really? Oh, fucking putas, man. Nose really, yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I'm like, where my dad would be on the phone sometimes. Just what?
Oh my god!
No fucking way, man. Now wait till he gets off the phone. That will happen.
I hate when people are on the phone and some shit's going down, and I fucking tell you, nigga, I'm asking you something. You're on the phone. Fuck.
Yo, what? Look. Fuck. C word.
Nigga, me, let me in this.
And then they have the audacity to this. You ask him,
like, this takes longer than fucking you telling me.
Just cover the phone.
Big up. Trouble, fucking yeah. Dexter. He's tripping balls.
Fucked up.
What? Yo. Nigga, let me in.
Dog.
That's mad funny.
Open the fucking door. Honestly, yeah, open the door.
Let me in. Nigga.
Open the door. Especially, oh my God, when we're coming home from work, B&R, get the call. Yeah.
Young and done, that chair is, be careful.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yeah, you did. Young and done, that you gotta be there.
Another job.
So much easier to just say, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Bro, I be putting the phone on mute, telling niggas, this nigga on here, crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaker, nigga. Say word. Bro, I don't know why I feel the need to, like, actually, no, I think it's a good little protection to have someone tell you you're on speaker and who you with. But I feel like it's just so hot. Like,
nah, I feel offended every time. Yeah, yeah, you're on speaker. I'm with Jermaine.
Yes, go. And it's just like, bro, you know?
Did something just change here? Wasn't...
But sometimes it'll be that one time a nigga will mention a nigga you with.
Some shit.
Man, that nigga Sheldon,
me.
Man.
Yeah, fuck. No, trust me. Trust me. That shit how you... My boy, anytime he's in the whip, You're on Bluetooth anytime. That's how you answer this phone. No hi, no hello. Just,
you're on Bluetooth.
You're on Bluetooth.
Everyone hears you.
Yeah, because like, you know, some shit crazy.
Hey.
All right, call me back.
you probably called to talk to me. I don't understand people that answer the phone on Bluetooth. It's, bro, my one friend does it, and I'm just like, I almost like want to cough or some shit to say, for them to say, who's that in the back? Because this nigga does not say nothing. Yo, what's up? I'm just like,
Yeah, that's me still. I gotta work on that shit still.
Bro, say something still. Yeah, I respect it now that I say it out loud. Yeah. Say 100%, something. Yeah.
You know how fucking cool you were if you had Bluetooth when Bluetooth was like fucking like this? Mm-hmm.
Get that. Mm.
You playing. Niggas was really walking around like this.
Like this.
Yeah.
To this day.
Samuel, what's up?
Talk my
yeah, no, I'm all down the train with it.
You got service? Yeah, for sure.
yeah, hell yeah, I got a connection here.
Checking their fucking pager? Hold on.
Yo, nah, it was you telling me to call you. What's up?
Dad had Bluetooth back. Dad had this shit, nigga.
I think he had Bluetooth. Who?
Mm. Here we go.
Smoke weed every day.
Two Bluetooths.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Dual fucking two. Sometimes he's talking to two niggas. You're like, hold on a second. I'm talking to. Yeah, what's up with it? No, not you, nigga. You're fucking. Getting that's business actually, done.
Yo, but the thing is.
Shit right there.
You kind of like when you have AirPods in, you kind of just want to talk. Like I'm out, you know what I'm saying? I got my pods in. What's the deal? Mm. What are you doing? Oh, no, just working out. What's that? Not talking, fucking talking.
Like, carving a pumpkin, nigga.
Yeah. I can talk. I'm good.
How's the kids?
I may be that nigga to call everyone when I'm older.
But you know what you have to do though? I learned it the hard way. You got to vibe check a fucking FaceTime though.
You gotta answer
a fucking FaceTime like this sometimes. You gotta vibe check the FaceTimes, bro.
What's up? What's going on?
Yeah.
Just answer the phone with your thumb on the camera.
Real shit.
What's good?
Real shit, bro.
Nah, man. FaceTimes are sometimes like, yo, I think we definitely spoke about this before. I really don't understand people that just like pop out and hit you with the FaceTime, like
that's a violation of that's my life.
Yeah, we definitely spoke about that saying
that's a huge violation.
Yeah, don't do that.
How dare you?
I don't respect
Tui.
Damn.
Fuck, what was I about to say?
Sometimes kind of nice though. Sometimes. Get a little random FaceTime. Oh wow.
Mm. So you gotta put a shirt on and shit. Fuck, I forgot what I was about to say. Tui?
No.
This is where it stops.
That boy want to eat something.
I can't wait till I'm a parent. Fucking, I'm going to be so clever.
What do you mean?
My sayings and shit, I'm fucking... I'm not ready right now, but...
That was a good one.
What? This is where it stops?
This is where it stops. Because it's like,
this
yo...
This is what that is.
Yeah.
Yo, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we're not going to do. Yeah, I have it all. Yeah, I'm going to hit my little nigga with some bars.
This is where that stops is pretty far.
This is where that stops is pretty far, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty... Because, like, yeah, you got your shit off.
Yeah. You had a good done. One. You yeah, had a good yeah. one, Shells. The self-checkout until I check out.
Oh, yeah, that was on the top, too.
When you got to get them off the games, I'll tell you, you better shut that down before I shut you down.
Shut it down, you know what I'm saying?
Close the fucking doors and, what the fuck? Was that a threat? They never know.
When you know when they just fucking replace, how did they take your word and fucking turn it on you? Like disarming someone and taking their fucking gun. I want Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I'll give you the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Like, fuck. Damn, nigga, that was good. You took my gun and turned it on me and you shot me actually, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah.
You just wrap me up.
Dad, I want Burger King. I'll turn you into the Sleepy King and go to bed.
You didn't even got to make sense.
Yeah, I'll give you McDonald's, nigga.
What the fuck? Well, yeah, nigga, that works.
That's what I want.
I can see myself now, like, linking you guys, like, bro, yo, look, yo, man, yo, hear what I just did, bro.
Like, so I'm outside, see? Tell me how this kid's asking for Wendy's. Say, yo, I'll give you that fucking Wendy's.
No, what? Hey, try this
Wendy's
one.
Leftovers is finished.
Bro, but I think I'm gonna be that nigga to do it. That shit, even when the fucking friends is over and shit.
I had a friend scared.
Your dad let you curse you?
Fuck around,
yeah,
nigga.
He do this sometimes. What the fuck?
What I do? You watching that motherfucker on PrimeWire? What's the
PrimeWire?
PrimeWire, yeah.
Where are you watching? I found it on Hulu. Some got the Hulu up, man. So that shit HD. Nigga, I can't stand those sites. Anything, any site that's giving free shows, nigga, worst website.
Nah, Primary is a lead, bro.
Bro, the amount of times I was clicking the fucking video and it's popping up beer ads.
Oh, really?
I'm like, yo, take me to the thing.
Yeah.
I only get one ad still.
What y'all talking about?
You know, you gotta watch a series or a movie, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
The other way. You know what I'm saying? Certain websites. We could find things.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo.
Those sites are the fucking, they get to be.
You gotta deal with like 6bet365 ads.
You know when they get you with the fake like video player? So like a video will pop up with the video. Click it, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tits. Mm-hmm.
And there's just big racks on your fucking screen. Yeah. Bro,
and then once you get the video, like that's you can't touch your laptop, so it's done.
Leave it. Leave it.
Yo, there's always that one guy you know to hit, like when you need a link or a certain fight is going on, you just hit that one guy. Like, yo,
oh, the link guy.
No links. No links. Yeah, question mark. Hey, yo, how you watching this tonight? I hit my one friend up every night. How you watching this tonight?
Sketchy link, my guy. Here, hold this.
Sketchy link, man. Swing that. You gotta explain the pop ups. I hate explaining my pop ups to someone that doesn't get pop ups. Like, yo, listen.
You gotta know what you're in there for. Like, I put the mode on when I'm fucking. I go to the sketchy site. I'm like, okay, I really want to see this.
I know what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. You need this browser. It's called Brave. Brave browser. It automatically blocks like all that shit.
But I hate. That's probably why it's not
bad
up.
For me. Mm-hmm. Still. Yeah, it blocks pop ups like all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you need the pop up for these sites though.
No. You could turn it off. You turn it off for that site.
Mm.
Yeah, like literally.
Fuck with that shit, man.
You work at Brave, nigga?
Nah, I should.
You getting commission.
Yeah, check that shit out.
Anyways, y'all use my discount code. Fucking Sheldon.
Brave.com/Sheldon.
You know what I'm not going to do? I get older, I ain't gonna use them razor blades to shave my head. I'm always going to the barber.
There's always blood.
Why? Like,
never see my dad not bleed shaving his head.
Yeah, it sounds like you're fucking.
Oh, they use blades for that? There's not the like a shaver? Like,
I don't know if it gives you a clean, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'll just near my dome.
Huh?
Oh, no, I just near my
I'm
dome.
I'm not fucking with near no more.
Nah.
Nair
nah.
V. No. Yeah.
Hey, the smell reminds me of like my balls being on fire.
That might be a life hack though, low key. Just fucking put down your.
Yo, like, honestly.
Shave it down with a ting first. Like shave it. Actually, not even. Just put it on
just
there.
Put it on.
Yo.
Wait 7 minutes. 7 minutes is a sweet spot.
Yeah, I can't stand the smell, man.
The smell is bad, but also it's just like, yo, every time I use Veet, I promise you I did this shit with my eyes closed. Like, I knew, I'm like, yo, this cannot be good for my body. This cannot be good for my skin. Because I'm smelling this shit and seeing this shit burn off. I'm like, yo,
it freaks me out.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, there has to be a better way.
And that I feel you.
That one Manscaped holler at the kids.
Yes, sir. Talk about it.
Yo, I promise you, I'm telling you, I've been spending all my life.
Bro, this is not even part of the ad.
I've been spending all my life looking for the right, yo, since I was a kid.
Like, how do I shave my balls, though? Yeah.
The nice
like, for real. Mm-hmm. It's always a sketchy operation.
I was like, I was open to shit. Bro, I all tried a fucking, I don't care. Shoppers Drug Mart was becoming like, easily accessible to us. We're able to walk there on our own now, getting a little
get
bit
my
of money.
Optimum points, some fucking stacking up.
Yeah, like, bro, it was right in our backyard. So when I'm able to go there now, start copying, you know what I mean? The grown man stuff, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I said, let me go see how I can tend to my balls.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I promise you, I picked up an earwax, ear trimmer, a little nose trimmer and shit, like a small blade. I'm like, yo, let me just try and clean up. Maybe I can clean up that area with this.
You know what I'm saying?
The precision trim. Nope, I never got it right until Manscaped.
Shout out to Manscaped. Shave my balls to the grave,
yo. Yo, there's no better feeling than feeling like a grown man, but feeling like a baby.
Baby,
I tell you that it's something different. You know, sometimes
better. It's just way better.
Dog,
I'm telling you. Especially if you do that shit in the morning.
Ooh. Oh,
bro, there's literally day. Like your weekend's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's been times I've done the full clean on myself to the point where I literally like laugh. I'm like, yeah, this is fucking hilarious. Bro, like, you know what I'm saying?
A baby,
like,
bro.
I'm a baby dog. Shit, man.
Shit. You know.
I just removed my socks.
Yo, if y'all had to, I pull up to this drive-thru, get my little Starbucks.
Yes, sir.
Put in my little order before I go to the window.
I'm hearing you.
She said, tell me something. What's the meaning of life? So I'm like, all right, at the on the speaker. And she said, have your answer for me at the window. But there's only one. It's like, I'm about to see you next.
That's right? That's pretty sick. I like that.
Before I say mine, what would y'all say? Because I literally had 10 seconds.
What is the meaning of life?
Type of nigga repeat the question for more time. What you asking me?
What is
the meaning?
Is what you said life? You said life.
I'm a tired life.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck, so
I don't know the meaning of life.
What'd you say? Y'all time is up. Y'all taking too long. You know, I was there.
Being happy. That's what come out.
That's what came to my mind first, but it's like, bro.
No, that's kind of either.
I don't be happy some days, you feel me? Yeah. So it's like, what? I'm not living life.
Dog.
Still living, though.
Now the thing is, I don't know if little Shawty was trying to flirt. Cause they have a little camera.
Yeah, Sersky.
So I don't know if she asked me some shit that I'm like, oh damn, like that means something to me. Let me give her like an honest answer of like what I genuinely feel. Or if she was just trying to be like stupid or some shit. So I pulls up to the window. I get my coffee. I say, oh, for sure, whatever. Pay.
Getting your meat lit from the
back. Getting your goose lit from the back.
Who's do that thing with the
time? That to me.
Anyways, I get $3.
To me. You just drive out of there. So I pull up and I'm just like, I'm like, oh, the meaning of life is to find your meaning in life. That's why I dropped on that. And I'm like, oh, I got her. Like, that's crazy. This girl, I swear to God, this is why I think I'm like, okay, maybe she's just trying to play with me or whatever. Okay. This girl said, hands me a coffee, say, well, that's fucking stupid. I'm like, what the fuck? Dog, I literally caught me so off guard, I started dying.
Holy. Damn.
Damn, nigga.
And I felt fucked up because I thought I had a great answer.
You said, hands me a coffee?
She's fucking stupid. She gave me a sticker. It's a fucking sick sticker, man. Check it out.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Bro, don't put stickers on your car, man.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
Like, Jumpman sticker, it doesn't look good on your
mess.
Head,
you're a mess. Why is Apple on your car, nigga?
You know I pulled
Apple
up.
Apple is on your Nissan.
No product I stay with, nigga. Try me, nigga. There's Apple in this thing.
The only sticker I respect is
it's just very intuitive
like
product.
The baby joints.
Trini niggas at. Trini's putting the flag, the multicolored
Apple
rainbow
logo.
Flag. Nah, the fucking. you know the type of stickers where it's like you trying to flash
the holographic,
on it?
The holographic
Trini flags. Yeah, man.
Holographic Apple logo Trini flag.
The Trini Apple logo.
I know it exists.
of course, it exists. Yeah, man, you'll never catch me with a sticker on my whip. Yeah, like, what are you doing?
None of that. Remember when I bought my whip? It had a CAA sticker on it.
The who?
A CAA sticker.
Why?
I took that shit the fuck off.
First things first, it's not even my car. I didn't buy it yet, nigga.
Yeah, so come on. Even if I had CAA, what the fuck? I'm sure y'all got me in the system. I don't need this sticker on my
fuck,
whip.
Nigga? Yeah, nah. The only stickers that I kind of rock with is when I have a baby on board, I'm going to put some shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm
going to
have a little sticker saying, hey, little nigga in the back.
Y'all chill. Sure.
Young buck in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I think that helps your insurance too, so a savings.
Really?
Yeah, if you
put that
on
bitch
whip,
on
then.
Today.
Yes, sir.
Put a little car seat. Ain't nobody ever going to be in there.
Yeah. All that shit, you know what I'm saying?
I put that fucking ADT sticker on my house.
Yeah,
yeah, that I'll do. Yeah,
just being monitored,
bro. It's just so funny because like that one sticker will really stop a nigga. Nigga, and we go.
Yeah.
Nigga holds back camera. Holds back his fist in his mouth.
I put that shit. We had that shit on every window.
My dad asked for extra stickers.
Can we have the entire desk?
It's a smart little. Y'all actually had it though. Y'all had AT. What is it?
Yeah. Even if you don't, though, you put that sticker on your window.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a smart little play. Yeah, for sure.
You put it on the yard too. The little stick. Yeah. ADT.
Yeah. Some niggas have the stickers and they just have a hole in their wall where the thing's supposed to be.
Bro, the greatest things now are the fucking ring cameras, and not even for security.
The who?
Just for the ring cameras.
Oh yeah.
just to like the shit that they catch, bro. Like, you see that guy walking up to grab the package, and then the nigga comes out with the rifle.
Oh, man.
Bro.
I would, I don't know. First off, how brave?
How brave?
How brave?
There's only one possibility. Someone coming out that door. ain't no dragon about to hop out. There's going to be a nigga hopping out this
You
door.
Have some explaining to do.
Yeah. Dog.
Daytime? Man, what are you doing?
Daytime, bro.
I would need this in the night.
Sun and there's snow, so the place is just extra bright, bro.
Bro, every time I get up, I'm ordering some shit and they leave it at my door and like I'm on the road. I'm like, fuck, why would you
do that? Don't do me like that.
You think I trust these niggas?
Then again, do me like that because I want to come home to that.
You can write a letter to UPS, dear UPS.
You think I trust these niggas? Well, look, does my name look like the name of a nigga that trusts these niggas?
Yo, especially where they seen where they dropped it off. Like, you seen?
And I know what I ordered. Even if it's a laptop skin, nigga, fuck around. Put it in the fucking security box.
I need my
nigga.
Laptop skin.
Man, yeah, nah.
So I'm gonna jack that shit.
The only way I'd steal a nigga's package, I'm gonna go in all a full Nike fit, like I'm working out, like I'm jogging. And I'm just gonna jog, start fucking dipping to your door. And if anyone comes out, just pretend like I fell. Oh, fuck.
Fell in your package. Here's from fucking
bro.
Amazon.
Yeah, like by the time, like you're gonna have to do some serious running to catch me by the time you open that door. Cause I'm gonna be gone.
Never be that person, but sometimes you walk by a pack and you're like,
I wonder what it could be.
Yeah.
I wonder how much this is worth.
Yeah.
It gotta suck if you steal a package and it's like a fucking give me some
hearing aid. I feel like shit. I'd be like, I got to bring glasses.
Yo, one time someone sent us, I don't know how we got this package. It was like the completely wrong address. Way off. I don't even think it was in the same state. Mm. It was like a pair of ballerina slippers from eBay.
Oh,
what? Yeah. And then like I meant something. I kept it in the back of my mind. Okay, send this out. You got to send it. Just somewhere out there, a little girl didn't get her ballerina slippers.
Fuck.
And I'm like, fuck it. Fucking garbage, nigga. I felt so terrible. I'm like, fuck, we're moving. I got garbage, nigga. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, nah.
She definitely complained about it. Yeah, she complained.
It ain't your fault. It ain't your fault, King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get the address right, nigga.
Yo. Speaking of that, I remember someone, I don't know if Julian ever told a story about the time someone sent him a piano. Like a fucking.
Oh,
like,
he opened it and used it.
$1,500 piano. And the thing is, he tried to do the noble thing. He tried to return it, and then they sent it right back. And he's just like, "All right, this nigga, I tried." Just shit mine.
Oh, so really?
He T-Pain on keys.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Amazon gets you, nigga. That's what shit. Hey, Jeff, get nigga another one of them.
JB, why don't you go hook
$100 pianos?
Yeah,
JB got it, man.
You know you got that shit.
Nigga, fuck around in space.
Yeah.
Nigga say, I'm going to space.
He say, all right, BRB.
My man just came to me like, all right,
bro. Where you going?
He going space.
Fucking out of orbit.
I'm out of here.
Anyways, nigga.
Bro, the first question I'm saying. First question I'm asking, you seen Interstellar? He left when she was only a kid.
What a movie.
Came back and she old. Anyway, nigga, I'll holler at you about 50 though. Down. I bounced
that
up.
That shit is so confusing. How time works. When you're fucking. Sometimes you just get into some shit like, yo, okay, what the fuck do you mean though? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. You ever just. It's so frustrating to hear a sentence and you just don't get it. Mm-hmm. And they're just being dead serious and like, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
What do you mean the time is different here than fucking. And. If I'm on Mars, how do I come here and everyone's older?
I mean, I never get it.
What do you?
You're telling me you can leave. Yeah, for anyone who doesn't get it, this is just time works differently in space.
Depending on the gravitational pull of a planet.
Of wherever you're at.
Time goes faster or slower.
Over there.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you was to leave, you may come back and I may be 90.
That's so crazy, though.
Bro, even just like I was reading this book. It's so fucked up. I had to put it down.
Yeah, I'm fucking wow.
Even like on Earth, like time moves faster. Faster the further you like. If you're like high up in a building, time is a little bit faster than the time for the guy at the bottom floor. I'm like, the book is just moving on. I'm like, hold on. What do you mean by that?
Where's that guy?
Time is different for two of these. What do you mean?
Is it?
That's like, why I just log out of my
brain. Yeah. You're out my brain.
Just roll a fat J.
By the way, Sheldon, you rolled a fat J the other day.
Impressive. Yeah.
It's sometimes the
perfect splizzy gets rolled. And you have to stop what you're doing in your day. Like, congratulations.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
The aerodynamics,
Let me tell you something, bro. That's how you know your joint is really like the joint. You just put that in your mouth and you just light it like this. You just join your mouth, you light it, and it lights evenly. Mm-hmm.
You fucking got a perfect joint.
You don't gotta be twisting it and you just.
How close was your face to the desk when you were doing this?
Those would be the chillest.
I do this, bro. You know what I'm saying? I do this. So I'll be kicked back. You know what I'm saying? I bring it up. You know, I don't go to it. I bring it to me.
Yeah.
I'm in charge. I'm in control. You know what I'm saying?
I'll never understand how people roll blunts in the club, like standing up in his dark hand music. Yeah, and bro, it's literally just one hand. You see the guy in the corner of the club just doing this. Nigga, next fucking 10 blunts circle. This was all you. Yeah.
Duck. It's kind of hard, though, still.
Yeah. It's hard.
Because I'd be spilling, so that's why I couldn't really do it standing up, because I'm thinking about everything I'm going to waste.
But goons don't care to spill kush. That's the only thing.
I feel that. Goons, I hope you get to that one day.
Are messy. Goons are very... Bro, we had some goons come to the crib, and I'm just like... when I got into smoking kush, I was excited about it. I had my whole setup. I had my whole, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The little tray. You see my setup? Nice little tray. You had your rollers and shit like that. Everything you need. So when niggas would come over, I'm like, oh, I got this little kid. You just use that grinder. Or you can use
you always want to set them up with your shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead, try this out, nigga. Look how this the...
show them the cheeseburger.
This the Keith. They just pushed out.
Crystal mix. The crystal. The Keith mix.
The crystal.
Yeah.
So you just go ahead and shred this.
This nigga had a shredder.
Yeah. A cheese grater.
A little cheese grater. We just rub on the... And then the crystal's going... Something, nigga.
Crazy.
Something.
Crazy. Niggas just come look at my whole shit. All right, word fam. On my fucking kitchen sink, nigga, like fucking mozzarella, nigga. Like,
sandwich, dude.
Like, what are you doing?
How spicy?
Dog. How spicy you talking? How spicy you talking?
Let a goon put...
Oh, man.
Let a goon roll something off for you, bro. Spicy.
Yo.
Spicy, man.
Yo, the thing that I find so funny around, like, our friend group... Like, we're so vocal about shit that, like, and it's fine. It's totally fine, like, whatever the goon wants to do. He'll come over to the crib. He knows we don't do the grabba, and we'll tell him, like, yo, too spicy. Always comes over, yo, Jay, light it. I'm like, yeah. Tell him it's spicy. They feel so, like, sad that they just let us down.
Can we roll the next one? Finish that one?
Roll the next one. Dog, I've never seen Goose feel so like bad that he just let us down. So really, too much to handle.
Okay, yo. So stop that one.
dodge that. Yeah, all right, bro. It's okay.
I'll finish up.
It's all right.
I can't do the grabber, man.
Goose, man.
Bro, I'm not trying to cough that much. That's the worst part. The coughing. I don't want to do
it.
Just
it tastes bad. It just, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
If it's ever so slightly, I'm talking ever so slightly. Okay, I see. I get it.
Of grabba?
Yeah.
Is it tasting like a fucking smoking?
No, but it has to be so light that it's just. It depends where it comes from.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know,
like,
what the fuck it was when my friend started pulling all these giant fucking leaves. What is going on, nigga? What is that? Grabba.
Boy, yeah, I don't get it. It's not for me. And that's the thing. Yo, you gotta know it's for you in this world. You gotta know it's not for you, man. You know? Can't do the grabba. I'm fucking coughing like a cat.
Grabba up my fucking chest, nigga. That shit is burning my shit up.
Bro.
Too hot, man.
last question before we get into questions.
Yes, sir.
Going back to the question of time travel. If y'all had, let's just say hypothetically, We in the field right now. We in this little farm field, right? With a little rocket beside us. Okay. And aliens came, they touched down, and this governor chief dude is saying, like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Take this rocket. But, yo, I can't tell you where this rocket's going to go, but it's going to land somewhere. You'll be safe. You know it's your only chance of being safe, but you're about to be dolo. Are you just going to K on Earth, or are you going to get into that rocket?
So wait, Earth is blowing up right now?
Basically Interstellar. You have to get in this rocket and that's your chances are
I'll check
just...
it out.
Yeah.
I'm going I'll a little go. Detour before I go out.
You're going?
Yeah, I'll check out Venus.
Yeah. If I'm gonna go out anyways, why not?
No, I'm saying, yeah, you're right. Wait,
a little trip.
Yeah. Might
as well you don't know if you're gonna go out. You can survive on Earth.
You saw Sandra Bullock? Somebody was in a fucking space ball, nigga, and they fell out. They fell out the rocket or some shit, nigga, and she's speeding towards Earth or some shit, nigga. Something in space, nigga, scary.
Yeah,
great movie. You should check it out. I forgot what the fuck it's called.
Sandra Bullock. I'll get that up.
Sandra Bullock, astronaut.
Sandra.
I didn't even know if it was her for sure.
Bullock, space. Yeah. Space movie. Invisible, invincible. Gravity.
Gravity.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen this.
Scary.
Yeah.
If you're just barreling in space and you're just picking up speed.
That's what I'm talking about. I wouldn't want to go in that tube. I'll probably stay on Earth and just try my luck. Scrapping aliens.
Same. Scrapping aliens.
Bro, because there's nothing you can do. There's literally nothing you can do when you're up there. You're just going to fucking twirl in space?
Until you're starving.
Honestly, I'll probably... Don't sleep, bro. You'll probably have a lot of fun twirling for a minute.
Wind's gonna stop.
Yakking in spirals, and then that's gonna propel you more to pick up more speed. And you understand,
bro? If I'm,
but I just mean is, like just floating not... around, like just.
But what if you start going old after fucking space?
3 light years.
Yeah.
What if you start going towards like a planet? Like when are you gonna lose gravity to drop onto that planet? You know what I'm saying?
You're well, I guess wouldn't the rocket or whatever have some type of?
I'm talking about free falling. You're just human. Human in space.
Oh, what the fuck? Why would I be doing that?
Mask off.
Straight roll like that. Would you do it? Nah. Yeah. You can have your little rocket then. Take a little rocket.
I'll let y'all have that, man.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot I had my fucking Bluetooth headpiece still on.
Let's see what these people talking about.
Yes, sir. Hop on over to the Discord.
Yo, it's your boy Corley back at it again with a new question. Alright, so I'm gonna make this short and sweet because I got two questions. So for the first question, I've been noticing that y'all be trying to get them gains, trying to get swole. And I just want to know what type of food y'all be into to get them gains. Like what type of protein, like chicken, fish, even Wingstop. And if y'all got any go-to recipes, that would be really helpful. And for the second question, well, it's not a question. I'm asking for advice because I got a friend who's trying to come out as bisexual, but he's having a hard time because he's anxious about the reactions of the people around him. So I just want to know what y'all think I should do to make him become more confident. And before I bounce, I just want to give a huge shout out to my friend Cheska. She's going to go to Niagara Falls, but in the New York side. And I've been to Niagara, but in the Canada side. And on behalf of all the Canadians, I just want to say that the Canada side is better. You're...
That's a fact, too.
Rise and shine.
So we got a two-part question, huh? All right.
Yeah.
I stay with the Uncle Ben. On some easy shit, I stay with the Uncle Ben's. Mm-hmm. I get my fucking ground turkey. Mm-hmm. Cook him up, season him down. A lot of it put in the fucking container. Crack open Uncle Ben's when I get home. Spill the turkey, fucking avocados, garlic bread. Fuck it, why not?
Fuck it.
That's on some easy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other ones. The other ones are pretty fucking tough question.
Second part of the question, it's gonna be easier said than done. But I mean, you know what I mean. You just lead that thing with confidence and be confident. Be strong.
I know people be acting different. Yeah, that's the difference. You know what
people
saying?
Be acting different, but yo, man, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be like that in this world. You got to lead with confidence. Yeah. Lead with...
I think your happiness is worth taking that risk and just going for it. This is me.
It is what it is, you know? People that don't want to be around you, not going to be around you, and you'll be a lot happier with that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I mean, and also, like, just do it. Take whatever the easiest avenue is for you. Like, whether that's fucking sending a text, whether that's leaving a note under to someone's door. Like, it doesn't have to be like a face-to-face conversation or like a whole monologue or a dissertation or explanation.
Yeah.
Post something on Instagram and just let it be that. You know what I'm saying? Whoever finds it, you know?
Yeah, it can be that. It can be on Instagram or it can even be
next moment comes out where it's like, oh yeah, that's me. What's up?
Yep.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be. It don't have to be a whole situation. It's your world, baby. Do what you want. Whatever make you happy. You know.
Yes, sir.
Walk on, people. Sir Eagleton here.
Nah, you're doing too much, nigga.
I want to know your guys' input on the situation. Say your boy, who you've been friends with for years, like say 3 or 4 years, he decided to make music about maybe a year and a half ago, right? But he kept it on a low, wanted to be a rapper, so you didn't really hear much about the music until, say, like 2 weeks ago, where he's like, hey, yo, bro, I'm going to play you some of my tunes that I've been cooking up, a couple mixtapes, I'm ready to release and start releasing music. You go with him to the studio now, and the music sounds like Batty. The music just sounds dead. It's not good. This is a year and a half in the making. When are you supposed to tell your bro that, hey, yo, this path that you're going to is going to lead you to a dead end? Am I allowed to have that opinion? Am I allowed to tell him? Should I just support him? Or should I be or do what I think is right and be like, hey, yo, maybe this isn't for you? Maybe know what you would do in this situation. Congrats on the show, by the way, guys. I'm looking forward to that.
Whoa.
I feel like I'm on a show. Like I was on a radio show for a
Yo,
second.
Sir Eagleton may have a part in this show. I'm not going to lie to you. Sir Eagleton, like, we just give him the mic, whatever he want to do with it.
We need to give him a weekly message from Sir Eagleton.
Yeah, nah, I may need that. I may need video from him. Yo, we going to do something.
That nigga is
a minute
nuts,
of Sir
bro.
Eagleton.
What
every
the
week.
Fuck is this guy's life, Duh, though? What is he going through, bro? What is he going through? Oh,
it's always
my
something.
God, man,
a year and a half in the making.
A year and a half. I think honest opinion, I think you're able to tell him that, like, you know what I mean, you're not feeling his shit and tell him what you may be feeling, maybe try and help him build it, you know what I'm saying? It may help him more, it may help him become a better artist if you're the one telling him like what you think personally may sound better if you feel you know music. Because honestly, he may be making some fire shit, but it's not for you. Because I've had some friends make some bad shit, and I'm like, yo, I send it to someone else. I'm like, yo, am I tripping? I gotta find out sometimes.
Echo, though, it just sounded like it was really bad.
Like it was
like it was no interpretation.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. But I think you're able to tell him, but try and help him maybe build onto his, what he got going on. What
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same thing, man.
Yeah, man. I mean,
at least leave him with something. It kind of sucks when it's like, I just don't like it. It's like, that's it. But you know what I'm saying? Give him a little nugget, a little something. Like, maybe different beats. Maybe.
Yeah.
Say that word too much.
Because imagine like watching our first video and saying like, all right, what y'all think of this? Everyone could say, oh, this is fucking trash. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But niggas gave us a little, you know, this
the
part was fun.
Terrible.
Yeah, you know?
So the entire thing's bad.
I see where you're going with this part. So,
yo,
you know?
Let me tell you something, bro. I don't know what happened, but there was a time where like, Lil Wayne just became sick. Like, just it was just like on the blink of an eye. Like he was whatever for a minute, and then it was just like, phew.
What?
So
did
you
he
never
do?
Know, bro.
Yo, man. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never know. So yeah,
no.
I say just give your opinion, be honest, but you know, be like maybe give him some pointers, or you could go ahead and send him in a
something
direction.
Something to work
and,
with,
you know,
man.
For the best. Yeah.
Get
man. What's up, Leaks?
All right, I'm back again, but this is a completely different question.
My guy again.
You guys are like the food connoisseurs. You know, you guys know your food. I know that. And a term that I often use when I eat something that is like so good and I eat a lot of it is like I mucked that. That's what I usually say. I don't know if that makes sense. I pulled it up on Urban Dictionary and they say mucking is eating with aggression. Like, I mucked that buffet. Like, I absolutely devoured it. So I want to know, in your guys' opinion, what is the most muckable food? Like, I would say something like a burger or fried rice or wings, but the wings, like, have to be boneless. And it can't be a steak, because steak, you still have to, like, cut it up and actually work for it. But, like, something like pasta, like, you can just eat that. Like, something you literally eat
like something
aggressively.
Yeah.
That's it. Thanks.
Okay, so
pasta is a great one for me. Like, if you get a crazy chicken shrimp situation with, like, it's just you're at the Cheesecake Factory and they bring you pasta.
Oh,
that shit, nigga.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, yo, I don't care about anything else right now.
Yeah,
that's very muckable food.
My muck joint probably gonna be the little seafood boil when you just I'm in there. I got the gloves on. I got the vest on.
Can't stop me.
I'm mucking.
What y'all gonna do?
Yeah.
That one get slapping.
Yeah, fuck. I don't even know. I honestly, like even the wings that I had, I was pretty it was going down when I did that shit. Like my fingers were just out of commission. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like wings could definitely be a crazy situation.
Yeah, there's something about a dirty burger too, man.
Yeah.
That, when you get two, you're fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm dirty.
Nah, facts.
Yeah.
Beer fries.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo, sure Five fries. Guys.
Multiple Five Guys monkey, yeah.
When you're just too much shit on your burger, monkey. Like,
yo, especially when you decide, like, I'm gonna be bad right now.
Yeah.
Being bad.
Yeah. Oh, when you know you're with the shits, it's like,
you know the order. You open the Uber Eats, like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's get four. I'm getting four.
I'm doing the double patty. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's a great question.
That's a really good question. Right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, baby, you know what it is, man. Yeah. This has been episode 89 of the Random Order Podcast, man. You know what it is. It's your boy, man. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with us. You know what I'm saying? Click that bell. Audio version is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Drop a great rating and a great comment. Don't fuck around. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at Random Order Show. For YE.ca, we got socks.
Socks up right now.
Socks are up.
Jack, put the socks in the back.
Put the socks up.
Jermaine, we also just got a good call speaking on what's about to come for 4YE. So stay posted on 4YE.ca.
Trust me.
There's a lot. 4YE.ca. Also, you can follow us at 4YE on Instagram. Turn on the post notice so you know what I'm saying, what's what, when's what, you know what I'm saying. Man, what's the...
What's the alien name of the day?
Benzorp.
Don't name my son Benzorp. That's kind of an ill name.
Hey, Benzorp.
Get your googly ass over here.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.